السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ.
الله عبد الرحمن، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله يا شيخ.
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، our book on these days is كتاب الكبائر. The book that discusses the major sins, Al-Kabair. These major sins are the hindrances to the individuals getting into Al-Jannah honorably without ever tasting the punishment of the fire. Bismillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us in the Quran an instruction about Al-Kabair. He said, "In tajtanibu kaba'ira ma tunhauna anhu nukaffir 'ankum sayyi'atikum wa nudkhilkum mudkhalan karima." In tajtanibu kaba'ira ma tunhauna anhu, if you abstain from the kaba'ir, from the things that have been prohibited to you, nukaffir 'ankum sayyi'atikum, we will forgive you your sayyi'at, those sins that are lesser than kaba'ir. They are grievous before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the kaba'ir are more grievous before Allah. So if you avoid those ones that are from the kaba'ir, nukaffir 'ankum sayyi'atikum, your other sins, we will forgive them, we will atone for you. Will atone those sins, will cleanse those sins that are lesser in their degree of seriousness compared to Al-Kabair. We will atone for them on your behalf. وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا, and then we will make you enter Al-Jannah in a very honorable manner. That is, if and tajtanibu kaba'ira ma tunhaun, if you abstain from al-kabair, meaning that we have a need to know what are the kabair, those sins that are destructive and major before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we repeatedly say, we have mentioned the first kabira, al-kabiratul ula. And in the last class, we came to Al-Kabiratu Sadisa, the sixth serious major sin before Allah. And that sin is Uququl Walidain, the sin of Uququl Walidain. It's a major sin in the sight of Allah from the Kabair. From those things that Allah told us that if we avoid them, Nukaffir 'ankum sayyi'atikum, وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا, we will atone, we will forgive your other less grievous sins. وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا, and we will make you enter Al-Jannah honorably. So this sin is called عُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. عُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, a number of things fall under it. From the first of them, as we explained in the last class, ma'asiyatul walidain, disobeying the two parents. Something is lawful for you. The parents say, don't do it. This, their command, deserves ta'ah. It deserves obedience. When you don't obey them, it comes from the aspects of uququl walidain. Likewise, iza'ul walidain, causing harm to the two parents. It is from the aspects of uquq. Likewise, qat'ul walidain, disconnecting from disconnecting from our two parents. These are serious issues under Uququl Walidain. May Allah protect us from this evil. We will see that all of these contradict that statement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said, Anishkur li wal walidayk. You should be grateful to me, wal walidayk. You should also show gratitude to your two parents. It is not from the aspects of gratitude to parents when you disobey them in those matters where it is lawful for you to obey them. Don't forget, la ta'ata lil makhluq fi ma'siyati al-khaliq. There is no obeying a created being. And the circumstance that when you obey that being, at the same time you are disobeying Allah. That was why Allah said to us, wa in jahadaka ala an tushrika bi ma laysa laka bihi ilmun fala tuti'huma. Do not obey them when they make efforts, when they push you towards committing a sin. Do not fala tuti'huma. Do not obey them. However, on the other hand, if it is not about sin, إِذَا كَانَ الْأَمْرُ لَيْسَ فِي الْمَعْصِيَةِ, if it is not about sin, if it is not about dropping an obligation of Allah or about falling into a sin, something Allah has prohibited, then it becomes compulsory for the child to obey his parents. And al-ma'siyah, disobeying them in these circumstances from uquq. Likewise, إِذَا, making your parents feel harmed, making them feel hurt, making them feel disturbed, making them feel angry, making them feel uncomfortable, whether because of something you said or because of something you did not say. If you say something and what you say brings hurt, brings inconvenience, brings discomfort to your parents, do not say it. Do not say something that will bring inconvenience to your parents, or anger, or hurt, or discomfort. Likewise, do not put up an action that will bring discomfort to your parents, or hurt to them. From your statements and your actions, al-adha, hurt and worry must not touch your parents from you. Whether, as the ulama say, we read to us in class last week, whether they commanded you, stop doing this, it is hurting me, or they did not even command you to stop what is hurting them. Once you know that it hurts them, then it is not lawful for you to do it. When you do it, it is from the aspects of Uququl Walidain, meaning that you are disobeying Allah. You are committing a kabira min al kabair. Those same things that Allah said in Tajtanibuha, if you abstain from them, nukaffiru ankum sayyi'atikum, we will atone for your minor sins and admit you into Al Jannah. From those things is that you do not hurt your parents. You do not bring inconvenience to them. You do not insult them. You do not cut relationship with them. You do not keep away from them. You do not abandon them. Subhanallah, ikhwah. May Allah protect us from this sin, the sin of uquq regarding our parents, to make us understand that uququl walidain is from al-kaba'ir. Al-Imam al-Dhahabi stated that well-known verse in Surah al-Isra. Allah said, waqadha. Al-Imam al-Dhahabi said at the beginning, he said, qala Allahu azza wa jalla. Allah, the exalted and the sublime, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. This verse shows that hukuk is unlawful. Allah started with himself subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is common in the Quran. The way you regularly see akimu salata wa atu zakah, salah and zakah together, that is the way you will see at tawheed, obedience and servitude to Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. At tawheed, always ever come with hukukul walidain, hukuk. That is the opposite of hukuk. The way salat and zakah come together, that is the way at tawheed and hukukul walidain come together. So here Allah says, waqadha rabbuka alla ta'budu, qadha rabbuk, your Lord who created you, your Lord who sustains you, your Lord who brought you into existence, your Lord who cares for you, who controls your affairs, who gave you all your limbs, qadha, he has commanded. We say this qadha here is qadha ul amr. It is not qadha ul hukm, like the one the qadi gives, like a judgment. So it is not that wa qadha rabbuk, your Lord judge. No, qadha rabbuk, your Lord commanded, amara rabbuk. He said wa qadha rabbuka alla, what is that command? Alla ta'budu illa iyyahu, that you all human beings, la ta'budu, do not give servitude to anything, illa iyyahu, except he himself alone. That is the command of Allah. The command of Allah is that there is no deity that should be given worship except him, him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa bil walidain, the second command Allah gave in this verse is that wa bil walidain ihsana, we must direct ihsan. The scholars say wal ihsan khilaful isa'ah, al ihsan, being kind to someone, being nice to someone. The scholars say it is khilaful isa'ah, directing hurt to that person. So this is evidence that la yajuzu adhal walidain, causing harm or hurt to the parents is not lawful. Why? Qadha rabbuka alla ta'budu illa iyyahu wa bil walidaini ihsana. And the opposite of ihsan is what? Isa'ah. The opposite of ihsan is what? Isa'ah. And what Allah commanded is what? Ihsan. Allah commanded what? Ihsan. That is prohibiting what? Isa'ah. Qadha rabbuka alla ta'budu illa iyyahu wa bil walidayni ihsana. Somebody can say, why can't I hurt my parents? Allah said wa bil walidayni ihsana. The command of Allah is that you must direct ihsan lil walidayn, to your two parents, your father and your mother. So it is not lawful to direct isa'ah, to direct inconvenience to them, to direct hurt to them, to direct insult to them, to direct abuse to them, whether from your mouth or from your action. Subhanallah. Why? Allah said, "Wabil walidain ihsana." That is the evidence. So when we say ukukul walidain includes ma'asiyatul walidain, it includes idha'ul walidain. It also includes qat'ul walidain, al-ma'asiyah and al-idha'u and al-qat'u. They are all from the opposites of what? Ihsan, because they all come under what? Isa'ah. So the ulama say that al-ihsan khilaful ihsa'ah. Ihsan is the opposite of isa'ah, directing hurt or insult or abuse to your parents. Allah has prohibited it. All the rest of what he will tell us in this verse is an explanation of this basic rule. So the basic rule is that qadara rabbuka alla ta'budu illa iyyah. Your Lord has commanded that no one should be giving worship except him alone. What is his second command? Wa bil walidayni ihsana. We must direct goodness and kindness and honest good esteem, character, respect, and all of these, goodness, everything that is good, that is what you should direct towards your parents. And by that, you must avoid everything that is negative, whether in your action or in your statements, as far as your parents are concerned. Allah goes on to explain, وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. He only gave la ta'budu illa iyyah. This for him. The rest of the verse is talking about the parents. This makes us understand the importance of this matter. It also makes us understand that it is something about which people will be failing. That's why Allah gave full explanations about it. He said, "Imma yablughanna indaka al-kibara." Whether these parents, in the end, they attain while being with you or while you are alive, you can see them attaining al-kibar, attaining old age. Ahaduhuma, whether it was one of them, because it happens like that. A child will grow up. The mother had died. It was the father who lived with them till they became old. Or it can be that the father had died. It was the mother who remained with them until they get old. Many brothers are like this. Many sisters are like this. I am like that. My father died about 21 or 22 years ago. So I've always lived with my mother since 20 years ago. So Allah said, "Imma yablughanna indaka al-kibar." Ahaduhuma aw kilahuma, whether one of them or the two of them, you were there in that, you were there when they grew up, becoming old. Why was it at old age that Allah is specifically talking about? Does it mean we should not show ihsan to our parents when they are young? The ulama say we should show ihsan to them when they are old, because that is the time they need it most. Allah specifically mentioned old age, because at old age, the man cannot fend for himself. At old age, he cannot wash his clothes. At old age, he can't even sit down properly. At old age, he may not even be able to talk well. This old age requires that at every stage, the child, the boy, or the girl pays attention to this old parent. The time parents need the children most is at old age. At old age, they can't even walk from their room to the sitting room at old age. They can hardly do anything. Meaning that if you have been failing when your parents were young, if you have failed before, if you have been failing before, change this attitude when they become older. Ahaduhuma aw kilahuma. Whether it was one of them or the two of them, Allah taqul lahuma uffin. Don't let those things you be seeing with old people make you say oof to them, make you make a statement to show disdain and disgust. Falata kullahuma uffin. You know, when we are tired of somebody's negative behavior to us, we want to say, please go away. Don't do that to your parents. Because you'll be seeing things that will make you do that. Unless you have not lived with old people. If you live with old people, you will understand what I'm saying better. I live with my old mother at 98 or 99. So you will see things. Parents will say things. They will do things. You'll be feeling subhanallah. Allah ta'ala lahuma uffin. Don't let what you will see, what you will hear at that old age, don't let it make you make statements of, please go and sit down, regarding your parents. Wala tanharuhuma. Likewise, don't make statements that will put them away. Allah taught us. He could have left it like that. As he said the opposite, he now said the one we should be doing. Waqul lahuma. This is command. Meaning that for us to say qawlun ma'ruf to our parents is compulsory. Why? Allah commanded it in the Quran. Waqul lahuma qawlan karima. The only kind of statement that is acceptable for you when you talk to your parents is qawlun karim. Why? Allah said, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفِّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. A statement that is honorable. A statement of respect and esteem. لَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفِّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا Qawlan karima. The only acceptable expressions in your statements and in your actions, because we also speak in our actions. In ahadith, they will say faqala nabiyyu sallallahu alaihi wasallam faqala hakaka. They say he said qala, but they will be telling you his description. So the scholars believe that we can make qawl, but that means in English gestures. So don't say with your tongue illa al-ma'ruf al-karim to your parents. Likewise, don't act except with al-karim in the honorable speech, ikhwa, honorable action. This is the only thing that is acceptable when we relate with our parents. A statement of honor and an action of esteem, full of respect, by way of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Imam al-Subuki, Taqiyuddin al-Subuki in Birrul Walidain, and likewise his son, At-Taj al-Subuki, they both established that Hukukul Walidain, or Birrul Walidain, being kind and nice and good and obedient to our parents, it is from the rights of Allah. Meaning that when a child becomes disobedient to his parents or to her parents, when a child causes harm, pain, and discomfort to her parents or to his parents, that child is violating the rights of Allah. That child is violating the rights of Allah. It is not just the rights of his parents. Allah's rights over him or over her, as the case may be, those are the things that are in violation when you speak negative, haughty, disrespectful words to your parents. So Allah says, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Your two parents, the statements you should say to them is the one that is full of respect and esteem. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. اخْفِضْ lower for your parents جناح الذل, your wings of honor and humility. The wings of humility, bring it down. Be humble towards your parents. Not humility because you just kept quiet. A brother was telling me something between himself and his mother-in-law. It was about a child because he had divorced his wife who bore that child for him. A brother narrated an incident. He divorced his wife and the child were with his wife, with his mother-in-laws. So his mother-in-laws would take the children to school. He went to the school to take the children, but the mother-in-law had given instructions that he should not be allowed to interact with the children, at least in their absence. No. So when he was relating to me, he said to me that while he went to check them, he met the mother-in-law in the school. And it became an issue that the mother-in-law was preventing him from his child, and he was insisting he wants to have his child. Now he said something to me. He said he told the mother-in-law that I'm just respecting you because you are my mother-in-law. Look at this statement. Don't make this kind of a statement to your mother. Because, so the mother began to say, oh, if you are not respecting me, you would have slapped me. So meaning that I'm not taking action against you. Because of what? It is not minar rahma. This is the point I want to bring. Waqfid lahuma janah al-zulli minar rahma. Be humble to your parents, not out of anger. Be humble to your parents out of mercy. The brother was holding back out of anger, out of disrespect, out of immodesty. That is being immodest. And you can tell the old woman that I'm just holding back from you. I'm just holding. That's khaftul janah, lakin laysa mina rahma. He is holding back actually, but not out of mercy. He had to say it. I would have slapped you, or what? How would you have completed the statement? That was a shameful behavior that should not be done by any Muslim. So when we do something, ikhwa, when we relate with our parents or our aunts or our uncles, I beg us in Allah's name, don't be provoked to the extent that we begin to show haughtiness and disrespect. Let it be out of humility, the humility that was given birth to by compassion. It is a difficult thing, especially today. Humility that birth, that emerges from compassion. Subhanallah, min al-rahma. Humility that comes from mercifulness. Humility, humbleness, modesty, that comes from a sense of love and pity. Because it is when you combine love and pity, it is going to make you arrive at compassion. When you combine love and pity and good self, good respect and esteem, it will make you arrive at being merciful to them. Allah says, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا. The third job we have regarding our parents. The first job is that فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. First job. Second job, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Third job, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. The fourth job, or the fifth job, dua for them. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كما ربياني صغيرا، والله ارحمهما. Show mercy to my father. Show mercy to my mother. Kama rabbayani saghira. As they had nurtured me when I was young. So the foundation of child upbringing is what? Rahma, mercy. Ikhwa, wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa huwa. Parents are very merciful with their children. I've had many scholars. Recently, I had one of our teachers explaining a verse of the Quran too. He too was saying, nowhere in the Quran are parents commanded to be merciful to their children. Because that parents are merciful to their children and compassionate towards them, it's amrun jibiliyun. It is not maktasabi. It's not something you start learning. No, it's there. You can see it, you can feel it. As for the mother, beginning from the days of pregnancy, beginning from the days of the delivery itself. I was present when one woman was delivering a baby in front of me. And she was having a leg, heavy legs, on the baby's head or something, because the head had come out. So the nurse said, your leg is on the head of the baby. She quickly raised the head. At the moment when the child was coming out, when she was in pain, she still does not want to hurt the child. It is out of mercy. Kama rabbayani saghira. They nurtured me out of mercy. Farhamhuma. So be merciful to them. The same thing applies when the child was young, being breastfed. If the child does not sleep, the mothers do not sleep. We fathers, we can sleep sometimes, but the mothers do not sleep. They wait for days. They can be like that. How about when the children are twins? Most times mothers don't sleep. They breastfeed this one until he becomes or she sleeps. They carry the second one, start breastfeeding. Like that. So Rabbi, my Lord, irhamhuma, be merciful to my two parents. That's why Allah started the verse with Rububiya. Waqadha Rabbuka. So the Rububiya He has with us, the first place we see it is with our parents. That is the connection between the two. The Rububiya of Allah, where you quickly see it first. How merciful Allah is to you. Check your parents first. How your parents were merciful to you. How they brought you into existence. How they cared for you. How they provided food for you. How they sustained you. How they were handling you carefully so that you don't fall down. So this care for you, this attention for you, it is from the favors of Allah on you and from the proof of Allah's rububiyah on you. So Allah started the verse with His own rububiyah, and He ended it with the rububiyah of our parents on us. Says kama rabbayani saghira, as they were careful with me, merciful to me, compassionate with me, wanting good for me when I was young. Oh Allah, be merciful to them. I don't know whether brothers, they deliberately pray for their mothers and fathers. All that we are concerned with is promotion on the job. All that we are concerned with is money. All we are concerned with is marrying a good wife. Are you remembering to pray for your parents? Allah commanded you, وَقُرْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا. Say, O Allah, be merciful to them. This command of Allah, are you fulfilling it? The command of Allah to make dua for your parents. The command of Allah to be honorable and merciful when you talk to them. The command of Allah never to speak indecent speech towards them. Are you fulfilling all of these? If you are not fulfilling it, ikhwa, it is from the aspects of Al-Kabair. May Allah forgive all of us. Secondly, الإمام الذهبي said رحمه الله وقال تعالى الله عز وجل the one who is high above all things. He also said ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حسنا ووصينا التوصية هنا الأمر وصينا أمرنا الإنسان. We also commanded mankind. What was the command we gave him? بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا. This one occurs in Surah Al-Ankabut. The one in Surah Al-Ahqaf, Allah said, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. This وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانِ occurs in the Quran three times. This expression like this. Firstly, in Al-Ankabut, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ Husna. This Husna is in Al-Ankabut. In Surah Luqman, it did not mention what the wasiya is. He said, "Wa wasayna al-insana biwalidayhi hamalathu ummuhu." Allah did not mention it lit-ta'zim. Go and search for it because it's something that is great. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ. That's in Luqman. In Al-Ankabut, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنَا. That is Ankabut. The third one occurs in Surah Al-Ahqaf. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. That's in Ahqaf. So what is the difference between the two? وَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا وَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. So in Al-Ahqaf, Allah said إِحْسَان. In Al-Ankabut, Allah said حُسْنًا. So the opposite of Al-Husnu is Al-Qabhu. Al-Qabhu is something that is distasteful, that is bad. Something, but when something is bad, it has qabh. It's ugly, bad looking, not attractive. So Allah said, وَصَيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا. That is, we have commanded mankind that regarding his parents, we commanded him حُسْنًا. That is the opposite of al-qabhu. The ulama say al-husnu khilafu al-qabhi. Goodness, something beautiful. Opposite of ugly. Meaning that what we command you regarding your parents is that you should be beautiful to them in your speech, beautiful to them in your action. Beautiful, nice, attractive to them. In your speech, in your actions, in your dispositions towards them. As for Ihsan, the opposite of it is what? Al-Isa'a. As for Al-Husnu, the opposite of it is what? Al-Qabhu. So don't be distasteful. The two of them, Allah used them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be ugly towards your parents. The other one said, don't direct evil to them. So don't be ugly towards them and don't direct evil towards your parents. May Allah prohibit us that. So here, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا is the one that he had picked. That is the one that occurs in the 8th verse of Surah Al-Ankabut. وَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا. We have commanded mankind to be beautiful, to be nice, to be good, to be brilliant towards his parents. You look at what you did to your parents. Is that brilliant? If it is brilliant, if it is good, if it is nice, if it is attractive, if it is praiseworthy, yes, that is what Allah has commanded you to do regarding your parents in terms of your speech and in terms of your actions. But if it is not beautiful, even by your own rulings, even by your own judgment, even by your own thinking, you too, you know that this thing is bad. It is ugly. It is unwanted. It is not desirous at all. Then that is from Rukukul Walidain. It's a punishable offense inside our religion by Allah, unless Allah forgives the person. And it is not from the behavior of the people of Al-Jannah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Imam al-Zahabi, in the first hadith he cited under this chapter, on the next page that has not been showed to us on the screen, that is hadith number 46. Al-Imam al-Zahabi cited that hadith. He said, وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى السَّلَمُ. That hadith occurs from the hadith of Abu Bakr Nufay ibn al-Harith al-Thaqafi. Nufay ibn al-Harith al-Thaqafi radiyallahu anhu. He was the one who reported that hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Nufay ibn al-Harith, he said radiyallahu anhu, that qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala unabbi'ukum bi akbari al-kabair. Did I not tell you about akbar al-kabair, the most grievous amongst the kabair? Don't forget that from the basic rules we discussed in this book, that is that al-kabair are of what? Darakat or darajat, as you like. Kabair is in levels. Kabair is in levels. All the kabair, they are not of the same level. Some are worse than the other. Even though every kabira is bad and grievous and worse. From the worst of them, Allah unabbi'ukum bi akbaril kabair. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, Nufayr ibn al-Haris al-Thaqafi, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ukhbirukum bi akbaril kabair. Should I not inform you about the worst of the major sins? The Prophet said that three times. Allah ukhbirukum bi akbaril kabair. Allah ukhbirukum bi akbaril kabair. Ala ukhbirukum bi akbaril kabair. Why was the Prophet repeating it, alayhi salatu wasalam? He was emphasizing it. That was a tawqid. So that every person makes intibah. Everybody pays attention. When you repeat, you are attracting attention. When you repeat, you attract attention. When you repeat, you attract attention. These repetitions that I just made, I was attracting your attention with it. So the Prophet employed that as one of his approach to teaching his companions, radiallahu anhum, and teaching us how to also teach the religion. So sometimes we need to repeat, repeat, repeat. So he repeated it three times. Allah ukhbirukum bi akbar al kabair. Should I not inform you about the most grievous amongst those things that are kabair? Qalu bala ya Rasulallah. The companion say, please tell us, O Messenger of Allah, tell us. The companions were asking to be told so that they can abstain from al-kabair. That should be our own intention too. We want to hear and know, so that it is easy for us, bi-idhnillah, to abstain from it. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, the first kabira he mentioned was al-ishraku billah, joining partners with Allah. Then he followed it up and said, wa'ukukul walidain. And then, ukukul walidain. What is ukukul walidain? Ukukul walidain includes ma'asiyatul walidain, disobeying the two parents, It includes إيذاء الوالدين, causing harm or hurt or discomfort to your parents. قطع الوالدين, disconnecting from your parents. And those other things that we had discussed in that verse we just read, all those things come under حقوق الوالدين. And all the good sides come under حقوق. The opposite of حقوق is what? حقوق. So the second thing the Prophet mentioned as from the serious and the most grievous sins is what? حقوق الوالدين. So here Al-Imam al-Dhahabi said, Rahimahullah, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ألا أنبئكم بأكبر الكبائر. Should I not inform you about the most grievous amongst the major sins? قالوا بلى يا رسول الله. So yes, tell us, O Rasulullah, tell us. So the Prophet said, Al-Ishraku Billah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Al-Ishraku Billah, joining partners and associating partners with Allah. So here, Al-Dhahabi said, فَذَكَرُ مِنْهَا عُقُوقَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned among the akbar al-kaba'ir, the most serious, grievous sins. In fact, the second one on the list in this hadith of Abu Bakr was what? عُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. This makes us understand that this matter is very, very serious. Ikhwa. Disobedience to parents, being rude towards parents. When people speak with their parents, they employ vulgar, obscene expressions. These things are from the kabair. Anybody who wants to avoid Jahannam, you must avoid Ukukul Walidain. If you must avoid Jahannam, if you are a person of honor and deen and esteem, you are avoiding Jahannam, you must also avoid Uququl Walidain, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned it as from Akbarul Kabair. He said, Ala ukhbirukum, ala unabbi'ukum bi Akbaril Kabair. Should I not inform you about the most grievous of the Kabair? فَذَكَرَ مِنْهَا عُقُوقَ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. The Prophet therefore mentioned disobedience to parents, causing harm to parents, abandoning the parents, insulting the parents, bringing harm to them, causing them worry, causing them discomfort. All of these are from the aspects of حقوق. Ikhwa, I always cite a hadith. That hadith occurs in Al-Adab al-Mufrad by Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. It also occurs in other books of hadith, like the Sunan ibn Majah by Al-Imam Abu Abdullah ibn Majah al-Qazwini. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As said, جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يبايعه على الهجرة. A man came to guarantee assurance to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم and allegiance على الهجرة, that he was going to perform hijra. When he did that, وترك أبويه يبكيان, the two parents, he left them crying. He wanted to make hijrah and his two parents were crying. So the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, irji' ilayhima wa adhikhuma kama abkaytahuma. Go back, go and make them smile just as you have made them to cry. How many times have your own parents heard you speak, or you did something to them and they were crying? Brother, think about it. How many times did you say or do something and your mother or your father was crying? This is from Uququl Walidain. It is from Akbarul Kabair. Everybody should go and address that matter at home. From then, I always emphasize is abandoning your parents in Nigeria when you are in UK, you are in US, you are in Canada. You think that all that matters is just send money back home. I hope that it is not Okukulwali then that will take all your good deeds or in jail of Kiyama, or even can make you become from the people of evil. May Allah protect you and me from this evil. Brothers, if you are not at home, check home properly. Check home frequently. Check home regularly. Check home. From the things parents want is that they want you to talk to them. If you don't talk to them, they feel bad. So if it is not lawful for you to make them feel bad, what do you need to do? You need to be talking to them more and more. After all, we're in the age of WhatsApp. We're in the age of Zoom. We're in the age of other apps. You can call Google Meet. Call regularly. Make it a job. Call regularly. Don't make your mother or your father begin to feel bad about missing you. They like to talk to you. Create time, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour. Don't create barrier for yourself regarding your parents because it is from Al-Kabair. May Allah protect all of us. Forgive us, forgive our parents. Make it easy for us to recognize evil as evil and grant us the tawfiq of abstinence from evil. Abu Abdurrahman.
I mean,
yeah. Abu Abdurrahman, there's a question here. A brother said, my mother had abandoned me for years, although I know where she is, but I have not made any effort to meet her. I have not been finding it easy to reconnect with her. Please do advise me on what to do. I beg in Allah's name, tomorrow is Saturday. If you are a regular weekly worker, you are not likely to go to work today, tomorrow, Saturday. I beg you, go and look for your mother tomorrow. When you are going, buy a bag of rice, buy 4 liters or 8 liters of groundnut oil, buy some tomato paste, buy some salt, good sea salt, buy nice food. If she's a person of beverages, go and visit her and give her all these things. Tell her, thank you, jazakumullahu khairan. Do that always, regularly. Start by doing it weekly, or bi-weekly, or 3 times, once in 3 weeks, at least once in a month. If you do this for 1 million years, if you live for 1 million years, you cannot pay back the goodness and the pain of her giving birth to you. So don't think that she abandoned you. So what? You cannot pay back her giving birth to you. You cannot pay back the pains of pregnancy. That was what Abdullah ibn Umar said to a man. The man carried his mother on his head while making tawaf. What do you think you have done? The man thought that, at least the way she gave birth to me, me too, I have suffered for her. So Ibn Umar said to him, you have not even paid back for one of the founts of pain she made while delivering you. I said, delivering you? How about pregnancy? For 9 months, have you paid it back? So if you feel that, my mother gave birth to me and then she set me aside, my friend, you cannot pay back. You have not paid back her keeping you in the womb for 9 months. So you have not paid back her delivering you as a child. Before she abandoned you, she breastfed you for some months. You took from her blood, from her sweat. You rode on her back. You were sitting down on her legs elect was were your sofa. Have you paid for that one? Go and start paying for that one first. The day you finish paying, then we start talking about something else. Is this advice clear to you? May Allah forgive you and all of us and any brother in that circumstance. When you really grow up properly, you will know that whether she abandoned you or not, you still owe her the duty of a child to the mother. I know somebody who used to behave like that, just like you are complaining. He used to complain that his mother dumped him. When he grew old now, he has children now. He understands the deen more now. He's about 72, 73 years old now. He loves his mother now than ever because I knew the two conditions. Almost every time, he's calling his mother, greeting her, saying good words to her, because he is now getting to that. In fact, recently I reminded him, but he used to complain about your mother. I said, now, anybody who does anything near his mother, so he knows the value of mother now as he grew older, even though he used to complain angrily that his mother abandoned him. Dear brother, start from tomorrow. Don't postpone it. Take the advice that I gave you. I am sure that on the day of Qiyamah, you will thank me and pray Allah to forgive me my own shortcomings too. Please take action immediately. In fact, start calling her immediately after this class. Send her a recharge card if she does not have. Tell her you are coming to visit her tomorrow. May Allah be pleased with you. We are coming back to that hadith. She will be pleased with you if you do that. And that's a symbol that Allah is pleased with you. I hope that that is clear.
The question has an addition. And my father must not know that I connect with her. He has warned me.
Okay. If your father must not know that you should connect with her, that does not stop you from connecting with her. Birrul Walid does not support or does not stop Birrul Walida. Birrul Walid, Birrul Ab does not disturb Birrul Um. So make Birr to either of them. It does not stop it. Asma bintu Abi Bakr Siddiq was a woman who was a child of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq does not need introduction in this ummah. Sanisni is the second person in this ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the first. The next person after him was who? Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. He had a daughter, Asma, whose mother was a mushrika, idolator. So even if that's your mom is idolator, and I don't know any sin that is worse than idolatry. So you can say she's wicked, you can say she's tough, you can say she's insulting, you can say she's not idolator. She's not an idolator, she's not an idolatress, if you like, in that English. When Asma's mother wrote a letter to Asma, who was in Medina, the mother was in Mecca. I'm coming to visit you. I want to connect back to you. Because after Hijra, they abandoned their families. The mother wrote a letter to her in Medina. She came, she took that letter to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They see my mother, she's mushrika. She wrote me a letter. She wants to connect to read Sila Tabia. She wants Sila with me. That was what Asma said to the Prophet. My mother wants Sila, connection with me. Despite the fact that she was a mushrika. So your mother, if she wants connection with you, she has a right. Despite the fact that, on the other hand, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was a mu'min. You can see the gap. So no matter how bad your mother can be, It does not, daddy cannot stop you. Hey, don't do that. So when Asma bint Abi Bakr Siddiq asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Asiluha, should I connect with her?" It's the same word, sila. The Prophet says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Siliha." What did the Prophet say, alayhi salatu wasalam, to Asma? Siliha. Connect with her. Be nice to her. Be kind to her. That's why I say to you too, no matter the sin of your mother, be kind to her. Be nice to her. The iman of Abu Bakr Siddiq is higher than the iman of your father today. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded Asma'u to connect with her mother, who is a person of shirk. But don't forget, wa in jahadaka ala an tushrika bi ma laysa laka bihi ilmun fala tuti'huma. Don't follow your mother trying to connect her upon sin. If your mother tells you to do something that is wrong, don't follow her. If your mother tells you to insult your daddy, don't follow her. If your mother tells you to insult your daddy, don't follow her. To behave negatively to your daddy, don't follow her. Be nice to your mother. Be kind to her. Like Allah said, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Other matters of this dunya, be nice to her. So if your father says, don't be kind to your mother. No, don't fold. At the same time, you will not tell daddy, daddy, I cannot do what you said. Don't say that to your daddy. Why? You'll be causing him harm. And it is not lawful to cause your daddy harm, just like it is not lawful to disconnect from your mother. So you have to be very reasonable. And it is a very big, difficult situation. And like I said last week, when parents are disjointed and disconnected, they are not on the same page. Children have problems when you come to these matters. You always have problems of balance. If they don't really act carefully, they may never be, they'll be okay in one area, they'll fail in another area. And failure is failure, it's still under ukuk. So please, parents, don't stop your children from being kind to either their father or their mother, as the case may be. The father has his rights over the child. The mother also has her rights over the child. None of them should prevent the rights of the other from him or from her, as the case may be. I hope that that is clear about the Rahman.
So another question is, it reads, may Allah preserve you from goodness. Are there specific prayers from the Sunnah that we can do for our parents, especially when they are still alive?
I mean, Allah taught you one in the Quran here. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. So it's easy. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. اللَّهُمَّ ارْحَمْهُمَا اللَّهُمَّ وَلَا be merciful to my father. وَلَا be merciful to my mother. كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. اللَّهُمَّ ارْحَمْهُمَا. So you can say that Allah taught you that one. Wakul, you should say Rabbi Irhamhuma. So Allah has taught you one. So there are other expressions too that are nice. Inilah. But specifically from hadith, no one is coming to my mind now. But that we have seen this one in the Quran, I think it is not far away at all. So say the dua, say whatever dua to Allah regarding your parents. This one is the Allahumma arhamhuma. Allahumma arhamhuma. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma arham walidi. Allahumma arham walidati. Allah, show mercy to my father. Show mercy to my mother. الله أعلم.
السلام عليكم.
آمين وإياكم. There's a question, and perhaps with it we can start the class. If someone had always been upon Ukuk, what should he do? He quickly said, just like the Prophet said to that companion in that hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, Irji' fa'adhikhuma kama abukaitahuma. Go and make them smile as you had made them sad. As you had made them go sad. Go crying, abukaita, buka. You make them to cry. Go and make them smile. That is the way to move ahead, going forward, as we say. Go and make them smile. Go and make them happy, as you have made them sad. If you'd ever made parents sad, the solution is just go back and make them happy, as you have made them sad. May Allah never make us children who make our parents sad. Making parents to be sad is from the Kabair. May Allah protect it. Protect us from this evil. I think it's sufficient to call it a day today. There's a question I would have been interested in answering, but we call it a day. Regarding brothers, young people who want to get married, they say they are talking. They are talking. They say they are going out. They say they are dating. And expressions like these, are they lawful? They are not lawful. They are boyfriend and girlfriend, and Allah prohibited us from that. I think we can call this class a day here. We'll come back to class, inshallah, tomorrow morning for Al-Adab al-Mufrad. As-salamu alaykum, inshallah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Abu Abdul Rahman.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, ya Shaykh Khalid. As-salamu alaykum.
Amin wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.